What I want the workers or the civil servants and the generality of the working people of Zimbabwe to know is that so far there has not been any movement. What has happened is that the Zimbabwe Teachers Association, which is stuck to the position that they must have 3 seats in the negotiating council, and the Public Service Association is also stuck to that position as well, that they too must have 3 seats in the council, and that the rest of the other unions must share 3 seats. And we are talking of 7 or 8 unions that must now share those remaining 3 seats. And this has not been a position that has been accepted by the other unions, who feel that at least they should cede 2 seats between themselves to the other unions, so that there can be broader representation of the cross-section of unions that make up the Apex Council. So really, to speak now, the meeting adjourned around 5, having started at 11, and by the time of adjournment, no consensus had been reached, but dialogue was continuing. What I can confirm is that there has not been a breakdown in dialogue. The PTU has offered to cede a seat and probably just completely withdraw from the process. But again, that is a position that is still to be confirmed.
When are you expected to present the names to the government?
Government has given us 48 hours from this morning, and we have already squandered the better part of those hours. We still have to see what happens tomorrow. But not that government is saying if you don't come up with names in the next 48 hours, they will do anything else other than probably proceed and sit on their own to decide what they will give to the workers in January. And that will be a tragedy. If that were to happen, that government then decides on its own without consulting the workers' representatives. But that is a distinct possibility if we don't agree.